弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我非常同意弟兄刚刚所讲的。
I agree what our brother just said.
不仅从前我们还是罪人的时候，我们如羊走迷。
We were not only went astray when we were sinners.
感谢主，他把我们找回来，带回神的羊圈。
And then, but praise the Lord, he came, he sought us and brought us to his fold.
叫我们能够成为主的羊。
So we can become his sheep.
虽然我们是主的羊呢。
Even we are his sheep.
我们还是常常像羊一样走迷。
But we often go astray like sheep.
偏行己路。
We went astray.
主仍然还要来寻找我们。
But he comes seek us again.
再把我们带回到他的羊圈。
And takes us to his fold again.
早晨啊，盼望和弟兄姐妹一起来思想主的话语。
I would like to meditate Lord's words with you.
就是来思想主寻找的爱。
And we will meditate on his seeking love.
还有这他寻找我们的爱的那个目的。
And the purpose he come to seek us.
我们先读几处的经文。
Let's read several scriptures.
我们第一处，请打开圣经《路加福音》。
First one is Luke.
路加福音第十九章。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 19.
路加福音十九章，我们要从第一节读到第十节。
Chapter 19, one, verse 1 to 10.
耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
他要看看耶稣是怎人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见。
He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of a crowd.
就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。
So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way.
耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说，撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him,Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
众人看见就私下议论说，他进到罪人家里去住宿。
All the people saw this and began to mutter. He had gone to be the guest of a sinner.
撒该站着对主说，主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人。若讹诈了谁就罚四倍。
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Jesus said to him, Today salvation shall come to this house, because This man too is a son of Abraham.
人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
请弟兄姐妹特别记得第十节，主耶稣说：“人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。”
I would like you pay attention to verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
我们再读一处，在约翰福音第十章。
And the second one is Gospel, John, chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章，我们读第十节、十一节。
Okay, John, chapter 10, verse 10 and 11.
这也是主耶稣所说的话，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊或叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这句话也可以翻译成要需要叫人得生命并且得着丰盛的生命。
Here I also can translate that man can have life and have it abundantly.
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
好，我们一起在主面前安静。
it's quiet before the Lord.
主，我们感谢你早晨与我们同在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence this morning.
主，你何等愿意召聚你的儿女围绕在你的面前。
How you would like to call your children come around for you.
主，我们实在知道你何等愿意向儿女说话。
We know how you speak to your children.
主，我们就仰望你在向我们说话。
We look upon you, speak to us, Lord.
主啊，你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Your words a light, a spirit and a life.
主，愿你借着早晨的话语，使我们的生命更加的丰盛。
May we receive abundant life through your words this morning.
主，叫我们实在是能够把你的话当作食物吃了。
So we may take your words as our bread.
主，好叫我们在地上能够荣耀你的名。
So we can glorify your name.
也能够讨你的心的喜悦。
You please you.
求你与我们同在。
Be with us, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我们知道在圣经当中主耶稣常常用羊来比喻属他的人。
And we know in the Bible, and then he always used a sheep as a parable to people.
就像刚刚诗歌所讲的，他亲身对我们说，我们是属他。
Like the Bible tells us, and he said to us, we belong to him.
所以主说他是好牧人。
So that Lord says he is a good shepherd.
他认得他的羊。
He knows his sheep.
他认得属他的羊呢，按着名字来招他们。
He will call them by their names.
来带领他们。
He will take them.
来牧养他们。
He will feed them.
所以盼望早晨在我们当中的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都深深的知道我们是属于他。
We hope all of us, we deeply we know we belong to him.
不晓得在今天早晨在我们当中还有没有还不是属于主耶稣的羊。
I don't know if there is any sheep or not belong to him.
如果有的话，可不可以请你们举一下手。
If you are not, can you raise your hand?
还有没有不是主耶稣的羊的？哦，有。
Anyone?
我们能够有大概两三位。的福音朋友们
gospel friends.
虽然今天呢，现在你还不是属于主的。
Even right now, you're not belong to him.
但主耶稣呢，仍然认得你。
But he still know you.
他还是要按着你的名字，他来寻找你。
He will still come to seek you by your name.
直到他寻见了。
Until he finds you.
直到他把你带回他的羊圈。
Until he takes you to his fold.
刚我们读的圣经也告诉我们，主耶稣他是好牧人。
The Bible just tells us he is a good shepherd.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The good shepherd gave lives for sheep.
就是，即使我们还不认识他。
Even if we don't know him.
他是那为羊舍命的好牧人。
He is the good shepherd who lay all.
他为什么要为羊舍命呢
？Why does he do so？
一方面，他是要将这个羊给赎回来。
On the one hand, he will purchase the sheep back.
另一方面，他要将他自己的生命要倾倒在属他的人的当头。
On the other hand, he will pour his life to the people who belong to him.
所以这是大致上这是一个图。主耶稣说他是好牧人，我们是他的羊。
It's like a picture, and he's a good shepherd. We are sheep belong to him.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹你们的感觉啊，我想这样的主耶稣所说的这个比喻和这个图画呢，我们是很熟悉。
We are all familiar for this parable.
主耶稣是牧人，我们是羊。
He's the shepherd, we are sheep.
那我们也读到关于这方面的圣经说，那好牧人啊，他实在是爱他的羊。
And we know the good shepherd loves his sheep.
但我不晓得弟兄姐妹们还有朋友们是不是有这个感觉哈，这样的爱呢？我们好像体会不太过来。
I don't know if you feel the same way. Sometimes we don't understand such love.
我想可能是因为我没有做过牧人哈，所以我不懂得那个牧人对羊的爱到底是怎么一回事。
Maybe because I'm not a shepherd. I don't understand.
所以这样的圣经，虽然我常读过好多遍。
Even I read many times.
到心里头有一个感觉，我觉得。我有很多羊嘛，如果一掉了就掉了。那虽然我心疼，但是呢，也没有那么严重嘛。
If I am a shepherd, I have so many sheep. If I lost one, then what's a big deal?
直到差不多四年前啊，我才明白
，until
那牧人对羊的爱。
Until about 4 years ago, I started understand and the love that shepherd towards sheep.
弟兄姐妹知道我有五个孩子。
You know, I have five children.
在四年前呢，我最小的那个女儿呢，她才四岁左右。
4 years ago, my youngest daughter, she was just 4 years old.
虽然她年纪很小，但是她还挺有个性。
Even she was young, but she is full of character.
因为家里面孩子多，事情也多。
We have so many children, we have so many works.
有一天晚上啊，这个小妹妹啊，找不到人跟她玩。
And then this one evening, she couldn't find anyone to play with her.
哥哥姐姐, 大家都忙个人的事, 没有人要跟她玩。
But her sisters are busy on their own business, no one played.
她好像呢, 啊, 我印象很深刻, 她也找妈妈, 想要妈妈陪陪她。
And I remember she wants to mom with her.
那天晚上呢, 妈妈也在忙。
But mom was busy that night.
然后像我不太记得我是在忙什么。
I don't remember what I was busy for.
不知道是可能在准备信息。
Maybe I was preparing the message.
所以全家这么多人，没有人有空陪他玩。
We have so many people at the house, but no one played.
这个妹妹呢，当然就生气不高兴了。
So she was mad.
闹一闹，大家也不懒得理她。
And even she was mad, nobody really, you know, care.
大家都一忙啊，时间过很快。
And the time passed fast when you're busy.
到了晚上啊，十点多，大家准备要睡觉了。
And when everybody got ready to go to sleep.
突然间我就想起啊，这个我们的小妹妹，她怎么样了？
All of a sudden, I remember how was my daughter.
到她房间啊，她不在她房间。
I went to her room. She wasn't there.
到哥哥姐姐的房间也找不着她。
And I went to other children's room. She wasn't there too.
到楼下客厅厨房也找不着。
I went downstairs, living room, kitchen. She wasn't there.
我想她最常她喜欢生气，有些时候她就躲了。
So I know sometimes when she's mad, she will hide herself.
到我们主卧室找。
So I went to the bedroom.
也不在浴室。
And she's not in the bathroom.
也不在那个储衣间。
He wasn't at the closet.
那我就开始有点觉得奇怪。
I start wonder.
我就每一个角落房，整个房子里头上上下下每一个地方我都找了。
So I start to search her in all the corners in each room.
怎么找也找不着。
I couldn't find her.
那时候我就开始。 有点紧张担心起来。
So I start get nervous.
我就开始问哥哥姐姐，问妈妈有没有看到小妹妹。
Ask everybody, did they see the little one?
他们原本都很忙。
Because everybody was busy, were busy.
他们都假设说是其他人呢在陪她玩。
They assume there is someone was with her.
所以没有一个人知道她在哪里。
No one knows where she was.
这时候呢，有一两个孩子已经睡着了。
There were two of them is already fall asleep.
那醒着的人呢，我们就开始全家在那里动员。
All the rest of it, we start look for her.
整个房子怎么找也找不到。
We couldn't find her.
我心里头就更加的担心，更加的紧张。
I start worry.
就开始有很多的思想。
And there is, I just think the possibilities.
就想会不会他因为没有人跟他玩生气呢，就跑到后院去了。
So maybe she went to the backyard because she was mad.
虽然知道天很黑，她应该不太敢。
And I know she probably didn't dare to because it's dark.
但实在是在家里头实在是找不着，就到后院去找。
Because we couldn't find her, so we went to backyard.
她也不在后院。
She wasn't there.
我想会跑到前面的Collins也去。
And then we went to the front yard.
虽然心里面想极不可能，但是呢，我也去找。
Even I know that was impossible, but I still went.
还是找不着。
I couldn't find her.
后来我就想得更远，她会跑到我们社区的公园里头去玩。
And then I thought, can she went to the park, in the community park?
虽然非常的不可能。
That's impossible.
但是我还是跑到社区的公园去找。
I went to the park to look for her.
也没找着。
I couldn't find her.
我就想开始开车到我们社区里头去绕。
So I drove and around the neighborhood.
还是没有找着她。
And I couldn't find her.
我问弟兄姐妹。
I'll ask you.
那天晚上，在我还没找到她之前。
Before I found her.
若你是我的话，你会不会想？ 天已经很晚了，算了，找不着，那我们就睡觉了。
If you were me, can you think just forget it? It's time to go to bed.
我想不会的。
I don't think so.
不仅是做父母的不会这样子。
Not only the parents won't do so.
就是他的兄弟姐妹也没有一个人能够安然睡觉。
Even brothers sisters, no one can peacefully go to sleep.
直到我们找着他。
Until we found her.
是不是？
Is that true?
那天晚上是我们。 至少是我在美国，也是我生平。 第一次打911。
That was my first time in US and also in my life call 911.
你就知道我们心里面是何等的焦急。
So you know how much we worry about her.
因为怎么样也找不着我们家的小妹。
Because we couldn't find my youngest daughter.
来两个警察。
And two policemen came.
一男一女。
One policewoman.
一个人在跟我们在谈话一点报告。
One write a report and talk to us.
另外一个呢就跑到后院去了。
Another one went to the backyard.
我本来那时候我还不晓得。
I didn't know.
后来知道在美国啊，有这种事情，就是，有一些悲惨的事情呢，他们就会把那个这个被杀的人呢，就藏在后院。
And we didn't know, and there are sometimes they kill one and then they hide them in the backyard.
就后来警察两个警察都回到我们的那个主卧房的房间，站在那里继续在做那个笔录。
And later on, the two policemen they come in our kitchen and writing the report.
那我们非常担心、非常紧张的就把这个那天晚上的事情呢，就跟两位警察讲。
We were so worried and nervous to talk about what happened that night.
后来呢，我们家老三。他也跑来房间，他看到警察来了，他也很紧张。
And then our third child, and then she came because she saw the police come to our house.
他已经在整个房子里头每个地方都找过了。
他
就我
男孩女孩
女孩。
Oh, she looked at the house, you know, in home.
我们都找过，都找不着。
And then we searched all rooms, but we couldn't find her.
突然间呢，我们这个三女儿呢，她就不知道做什么，就跑到我们床上去了。
And then the third one, she just didn't know why she went to our bed.
然后呢，她突然就被绊倒了。
And then she fell.
才发现说，原来我们家小妹妹呢，就在我们那个铺好的床的底下，就在床上棉被盖着的。
And then the youngest daughter was on the bed, was covered by quilt.
因为她很瘦小哈，所以不仅是我们，就每一个人，连警察呢，在那边呢，没有可能发现，在那个棉被底下有一个人。
Because she's so tiny and small, no one even noticed there was a person underneath the quilt.
那天晚上我就明白了。
So that evening, I understand.
为什么圣经说，那牧人如果有一只羊走迷了？
So why the Bible says sheep get lost?
他那个心啊是何等的焦急。
And then how worried the shepherds?
因为他对那个羊的那个爱啊，就不能够安息。
Because the love he towards the sheep, he cannot be peacefully leave.
所以我们刚刚所读的这一段路加福音十九章这里，我们看见主耶稣来寻找这位名叫撒该的人。
When we read Luke chapter 19, we see our Lord came seek.The lost sheep named Zacchaeus.
主耶稣说，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
The Lord says, the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost.
这是神的救恩在我们蒙恩罪人的身上的开始。
That's the start of his salvation.
主耶稣来了，要寻找，他要来拯救。
He came to seek and to save.
但是这个救恩的目的呢，还是在约翰福音十章十节我们所读的。
But the purpose of his salvation is in John chapter 10 and 10.
是主耶稣所说的，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
He said, "Come that they may have life and have it abundantly."
这个是主耶稣的生命。
This life is of the Lord.
是那永远的生命。
It's the eternal life.
是美好的生命。
It's a wonderful life.
是那圣洁的生命。
It's a life of holiness.
是那没有罪的生命。
It's life spotless.
这是主耶稣来寻找我们、拯救我们的那个目的。
This is the purpose he came to seek and to save us.
在这里，圣经告诉我们，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，他是税吏长，是个财主。
Here talks about Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there.By the name of Zacchaeus, he was a chief tax collector and was wealthy.
所以这个撒该呢，我们知道他就是主耶稣主要来寻找那失丧的人。
Zacchaeus was the one that Lord came here to seek.
为什么他是个失丧的人呢
？Why he is a lost soul?
虽然在这里圣经告诉我们他是税吏长，他也是个财主。
Even here says he was a chief tax collector and he was wealthy.
他可以说是。对我们今天来讲呢，他是个有权又有钱的人。
for us today, and then he was very powerful and he has social status.
因为在当时呢，神的百姓以色列人呢，在巴勒斯坦那里，他们是受罗马帝国的统治。
The Jewish people at the Palestine actually they were ruled by Roman, by Rome.
罗马帝国的军事非常强大。
And the Roman Empire, they have a very powerful ministry force.
但他们知道呢，这个犹太人啊，他们是非常聪明的。
But they know that the Jews are very smart.
犹太人不仅在许多方面聪明，他们在那个钱财上面啊，特别的聪明。
They're not only smart on other things, especially they're smart on finance.
所以这个罗马帝国知道啊，如果要向这些犹太人呢课税呢。是非常不容易的事。
So they know, the Roman Empire, they know if they want to collect a tax, it's not easy.
今天在美国也是这样。
So does in America.
我们这些那个老老实实上班的人啊，我们都是自己的缴税。
People who work, who are employed, honestly pay tax.
但哪些人不缴？
Then who don't pay tax?
那些有钱的人。
The rich ones.
他们雇了最好的律师、会计师。
They hire the best lawyer and accountant.
他们可以虽然赚很多钱了，但是呢，他们不用缴任何税给政府。
Even they make a lot of money, they're able to not paying any tax.
哎，都是合法的。
And it's illegal.
所以当时呢，罗马帝国呢，他们知道这个犹太人呢很聪明。
The Roman government they know Jews are very smart.
只要叫他们把那个钱从他们口袋拿出来交给罗马政府啊，他们知道这个是不容易的一件事。
It's not easy to let them pay tax.
所以呢，他们就采取一个方法，以油制油。
So they have a method. They will use the Jews to collect tax from.
就是用那个聪明的犹太人呢，来帮罗马帝国做税吏。
They will use the smart Jewish people to be the tax collector.
然后呢，来向犹太人呢来征收要交给罗马政府的税。
Will collect tax for the Roman government.
这样子呢，那犹太人呢，他们知之彼，百战百胜。
Because the Jewish people they know themselves, so they will collect all the tax.
他们知道这些犹太税吏知道怎么样子能够把这些犹太人的那个钱啊，从他们口袋里面给征收过来。
They know how the Jews tax collector will get all the money from their pocket.
所以他们授权给这些犹太人的税吏。
So they will give those tax collector rights.
根据他们所管理的辖区呢，按照人口或者按照各种方式呢，每一年必须要能够征收多少的税钱呢，交给罗马政府。
So from different area and then all and then cities, they will collect certain amount of tax.
然后呢，但是呢，他们如果有办法呢，他们能够多课的那个税呢，就可以进他们自己口袋。
If they collect more than what is required, they can keep the money.
这可能就是像是我们今天讲那个 incentive.
It's like the incentive.
就让这些犹太税吏啊，他们就会很认真的、很努力的去。
So the tax collector, they will work hard to collect.
所以我想，这边讲这个撒该呢，可能也是因为这个原因呢，他就发了财。
Maybe because of this reason, Zacchaeus become wealthy.
所以我们看见他在犹太人同胞当中，一方面他有从罗马帝国所受的那个权利。
And among Jews, he has the right, and then which is given by the Romans government.
一方面他借着这个权利呢，他也从同胞当中呢，也多课了不少的钱。税钱呢，成为他自己进他自己的口袋。
On the other hand, because he has such power, he will collect more than what he should.
我想我们弟兄姐妹，今天我们在这今天的生活当中，我们非常努力的在奋斗。
We know we work so hard today.
我想我们在奋斗呢，可能也达不到这个撒该的那个社会地位和他的权力和他所有的财富。
No matter how hard we work, probably we cannot reach the wealthy or the status that Zacchaeus had.
这个撒该虽然他有地位，虽然有钱呢，他的生活并不十分满意。
Even he was rich and then has the power, but his life wasn't so satisfied.
我相信他在他的同胞犹太同胞当中呢，他实在是被人所藐视、所摒弃的。
I believe among all Jews, and then people ignored him and then despised him.
在他心里头也有一个空虚，是这些权力和钱财不能够满足。
In our heart, there is a position that the money and the power won't satisfy.
今天我们也是这个样子。
We have the same situation.
不管我们蒙恩得救，还是我们还没有蒙恩得救。
Even no matter we were saved or we wasn't.
在我们这个天然的肉身里头，有一个老亚当的生命。
In our natural life, we have this old Adam's life.
这个老亚当的生命呢，是有罪性的。
This old Adam's life has sinful nature.
这个罪性里头呢，就让我们看见包括了像骄傲、贪心、嫉妒，还有呢，总以自己为中心，这都是老亚当生命里头的一些性情。
Sinful nature come with selfishness, greed, jealousy, and self-centered.
这些的罪性呢，就成为我们跟人之间相处的上面的产生许多难处和困难。
And those sinful nature is the obstacles to communicate with others.
造成我们关系里头的许多的冲突。
We have the clashes between people.
我举个例子
for example,
比如说夫妻之间的关系啊，应该是最好的，是不是
The relationship between husband and wife supposed to be the best.
是不是因为原本呢，那个一男一女呢在谈恋爱的时候
When a man and a woman are dating,
他们彼此之间呢彼此相爱
They love each other.
爱到一个地步呢，他们觉得可以一生一世啊，能够过一个幸福美满的生活
They loveSo much to the point that I think they can have a happy life ever after.
是不是这样子呢
Is that so?
但是我们发现，当这个两个人一结婚以后
，But we found after they get married.
那我们说会有蜜月期。
They have a honeymoon.
但是过不了多久，你就发现当两个人活在一个屋檐底下。
And then after that, when they live under one household,
你就发现这两个人呢、啊。彼此之间的冲突和矛盾就越来越多，越来越多。
Then they start have those clashes and contrary. They're just getting more.
多到个地步呢，连怎么挤牙膏呢，都成为两个人之间的冲突。
And then they have so many, and even until the point how to squeeze the toothpaste, that will become an issue.
当有了孩子之后
，After they have children，
这个矛盾冲突就更加厉害。
These clashes become fear.
孩子吃什么？什么时候吃？怎么吃
？What the child eat and when to eat and how to eat？
孩子怎么穿？穿多穿少？怎么穿
？Wear what and wear how much？
谁穿
？And who's going to put clothes on？
哎呀，你就发现这个家里头啊，本来是应该彼此相爱的夫妻啊，就哎呀，那个矛盾冲突越来越多，越来越多，越来越多。
This loving couple actually now they have more and more clashes。
就这也难怪，在今天社会当中，无论在美国、在中国、在世界各个地方，这离婚的问题是非常严重。
No wonder there are so many divorces among, in America, in China, in the whole world.
上个月在西南区那边有一位刚受浸的姐妹，她就做见证。
Last week there was a sister who was baptized at West Office. She had a testimony.
她说她跟她先生结婚了十几年。
And she had married more than 10 years.
他们两个人这十几年当中啊。没有一件事情两个人意见是相同的。
And they have not even one thing agreed each other.
我觉得非常稀奇。
I was amazed.
但是也不意外。
But I'm not surprised.
他就一件事情，他们两个人呢是有相同的感觉。
There is one thing they have agreement.
就觉得生活啊非常的辛苦。
And that is life is hard.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有觉得很稀奇？为什么两个原本相爱的人，当他们真正生活在一起以后，怎么会有这么多的难处
？Do you wonder those two people they love so much and now they can't live on？
这就是在我们里头带着罪性亚当生命所造成的。
That's all caused by our sinful nature came from Adam。
这样的一个生命的罪性呢？即使到学校里头，到工作单位里头，也造成许多的问题和难处。
With this sinful nature, it will cause so many problems at work, at house, anywhere you are.
这是为什么主耶稣说他来了，乃是要来寻找拯救失丧的人。
This is why Lord says he came to seek and to save the lost one.
因着我们的罪造成的问题，叫我们离开了神的面。
The problems caused us to departed from God.
叫我们离开了神的家。
And we departed from His house.
叫我们离开了主的羊圈。
And we departed from His fold.
所以主他要来寻找，他要来拯救。
So He came to seek and to save.
所以那一天我们看见，虽然是撒该呢，他迫不及待想要看看耶稣。
Even though that day it was Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus.
但是我们实在是看见，乃是人子来了。 来寻找那失丧的人。
Actually, we see a son of man came seek.
所以这个撒该呢，虽然有权也有钱，但是他的生活呢，却是在一个痛苦的光景里头。
Even Zacchaeus has power and has the highest and has money, but he was in suffering.
那一天呢，他听到那个全城的人呢，都在那里挤着拥挤要来看耶稣。
That day, the whole crowd will come to see Jesus.
我相信耶稣在其他地方所行过的神迹奇事、医病赶鬼的事情呢，都传到了耶利哥这里。
I believe because the miraculous things Jesus did it was passed to the city Jericho.
就主在耶利哥那里也行了一些神迹。
And then Lord had some miracles in Jericho too.
所以今天这个撒该呢，虽然他世界上该有的他都有了。
Even Zacchaeus have everything.
但在那天他心里头呢，有一个渴慕，想要来看一看耶稣。
But that day he had a longing heart to see Jesus.
对我们实在是看见，实在不是我们人来寻找主。
So we see not man come to seek Lord.
但如果主不来到耶利哥，撒该也看不见主耶稣。
If Jesus didn't come to Jericho, Zacchaeus won't see him.
在罗马书第十章那边告诉我们，神说没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见。
And then in Romans chapter 10, Lord says, And I was found by those who did not seek me.
没有访问我的，我向他们显现。
I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me.
所以那天看见实在是人子来了，来寻找那失丧的人。
And we see it was Son of Man came here to seek the lost people.
他乃是要把那失丧的人从罪恶当中。从那世界的网络里头拯救出来。
And he will deliver the lost man from the world from the snares.
今天我们感谢主，主已经把我们从我们的罪恶里头拯救出来。
I praise the Lord, he delivered us from our sins.
但今天我们看见在神儿女们的当，我们看见一个情形，仍然神的儿女们常常还是受着世界的网络的缠累。
But unfortunately, the children of God, they still suffer from the worldly snares.
我们想到当神借着摩西将以色列百姓从埃及带领出来。
When Moses and took all the Israelites out of Egypt.
我们看见神借着摩西施展的大能，叫埃及法老不得不让神的百姓离开埃及。
I know Moses did something miraculous things. After the Lord helped him, and then the Pharaoh has to release them.
而且神叫红海的水分开，叫以色列的百姓能够行走在干地来渡过红海。
And the Lord divided the water on the Red Sea so that the Israelites they can walk on the dry land.
我们看见当以色列人经过红海干地之后，他们到了红海的另一边。
After they pass through the Red Sea and on the other side of the Red Sea,
他们就到了那大而可畏的旷野。
They went to the great wilderness.
我们看见他们的身体呢，就是他们实在是离开了埃及那个地方。
Physically, they departed Egypt.
但是在旷野当中，我们发现一件事情。
But in the wilderness, they found one thing.
就是那个埃及的影响仍然在他们的心里头。
The influence from Egypt still on them.
就像那网罗一样，把神的百姓给网住了。
It's like a snare, still capture them.
虽然神是那样子借着灵磐石来供应他们，有活水供应他们，解他们干渴。
Even Lord fed them with the spirit, with the rock and the water.
神甚至从天上天天降下马拉来供应他们肉身的需要。
Lord had manna to provide their needs.
但是发现在他们心里头那埃及的网罗抓住他们。
But in their hearts, the snare from Egypt still captured them.
他们在那里呢，虽然天天吃玛拿，
Even they eat manna every day.
心里面还想着，哎呀，在埃及的时候呢，围在那个肉锅的旁边的那个光。
But they still thinking about their pot full of in Egypt.
想到埃及的黄瓜菜。
They think about the cucumbers and the leek.In Egypt.
特别我们中国人喜欢吃韭菜饺子。
韭菜 ，and then especially Chinese, we like to eat 韭菜。
Leek 是不是
？Leek, yeah. Leek dumplings.
所以呢，埃及，你看那以色列人，虽然他们身体离开了埃及
Even physically, they departed Egypt.
但你发现那个埃及的影响啊，仍然抓住他们的心。
But they still have the influence from Egypt.
最后这一代的埃及人，最后这一代的以色列人都倒闭在旷野里头。
But、the whole generation of Israelites, they all died in the wilderness.
他们不能够进入神当初拯救他们的那个目的。
They wasn't enter the promised land.
是神带领他们，要带领他们进入埃及，进入那个迦南，享受基督里一切的丰盛。
That's the purpose, Lord, lead them, which is the enter, led them to Canaan.
所以今天以色列人过去的历史，实在成为我们今日圣徒，今天基督的见解。
So the history of Israelites becomes the lesson of all saints today.
所以感谢主，在哥林多后书，主的话告诉我们。
Praise the Lord in 2 Corinthians, Lord tells us.
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡，今天仍然救我们。我们指望将来他还要救我们。
He has delivered us from a deadly peril, and he will deliver us again.
叫我们能够完全脱离那世界的网罗。
And we will completely depart from the snare from the world.
我们能够蒙主的带领，能够进入那基督里一切的丰盛。
By His guidance, we will enter all the abundant life from Him.
所以我们看见今天人子仍然在那里寻找拯救失丧的人。
We see the Son of Man today. He still come to seek and to save the lost one.
他将那个把我们就像雀鸟从那个敌人的网罗里头拯救出来。
He will save us from the snare like birds.
那天呢，这个撒该呢，他要来哭。
That day, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus.
可是呢，那路旁的挤满的人。
But there's full of crowd.
好多人都要来看看这位耶稣。
Many people wanted to see Jesus.
这个撒该呢，他就碰到一个问题了。
Zacchaeus had a problem.
圣经告诉我们啊，因为他个子矮。
The Bible tells us because he was short.
个子矮呢，就被人挡住了。
So people stopped him.
怎么看呢？他看不到他想看的耶稣。
He couldn't see Jesus.
所以这个撒该身上这个矮的问题呢，在我们身上也有。
So the being short, the problem being short, and is on us too.
这个矮呢，不是讲到我们身高高矮的问题。
It's not physically we are short.
如果像姚明呢，一站，无论前面人再多，他看得清清楚楚。
If we're like Yao Ming, are so tall, no matter how many crowds, he can see clearly.
这个撒该呢，他个儿矮，所以呢，他怎么看不见主耶稣。
Being short, Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus.
这里头啊，哎呀，急啊，急啊。
I believe he was so anxious.
他想今天如果没看到这位耶稣的话，这辈子可能没有机会了。
He thought if I couldn't see Jesus, maybe I don't have any chance.
主在主面前实在是有个祷告。
So he had a prayer.
今天主耶稣也借着圣灵也在我们当中行走。
And the Lord walks with among us through Holy Spirit.
他在我们每个人的心里向我们显现。
He revealed himself in our hearts.
才是盼望今天在我们中间。像当日的撒该的福音朋友们，你们能够抓住这样的机会。
I hope the gospel friends like Zacchaeus, please take the opportunity.
盼望你们心里头也能够像撒该当天那样，他盼望能够来看一看，来认识这位主耶稣。
I hope you will like Zacchaeus at like that day. He hope he will see Jesus.
主耶稣他就要像。那渴慕他的人显现。
And Lord Jesus, He will reveal Himself to the one who longing.
我们要现在回到那个撒该这个矮的问题。
I'll come back being short.
撒该那天在那里被人挡住啊，在那里打，在那里跳啊，怎么看都看不见主耶稣。
People block him. No matter how high he jump, he couldn't see him.
所以这个矮呢，就成为撒该那一天啊，他的苦头。
Being short becomes a suffering for Zacchaeus that day.
为什么我说在我们每个人身上呢，也都有这个矮的问题呢
？We all have the problems as being short.
就是我们人呢、啊，总喜欢比较。
A man likes to compare.
就你跟我比，我跟你比，你再跟他比。
I compare to you, and then you compare to him.
我们这个人的心里头啊，就常常喜欢这样一比较呢，你就发现啊，就叫我们矮，比别人矮了半截。
When we compare, we found that we were shorter than others.
是，看，我们买了个新房子，好高兴。
And then when you bought a new house, you're so happy.
然后认识了一个人呢，我们觉得总觉得不怎么样的人呢，哎，买个房子在我们隔壁。
You met a neighbor, and then he's not as good as you.
比我
His house is bigger than yours.
房间比我们多。
He has rooms.
什么都比我们房子好。
And he has everything better than you.
是不是心里头一下子觉得矮了半截？
And then you just felt you are short.
那买新房子的喜乐一下就没有了。
And then the joy to being have a new house just disappeared.
还有我们上班的人。
For people who work.
老板呢，看你这一年工作下来非常辛苦，常常加班，决定呢给你发一个红利。
Your boss see you work so hard, and then at the end of the year, he decide to give you bonus.
我在想啊，那个讲个数字，大家会比较吸引的说，好，今年呢，老板决定说表现很好，给你呢发个那个红利奖金呢50,000。
And your boss see you, she wants to reward you for 50,000.
高不高兴
？Are you happy？
10万好了。
How about 100,000？
这下高兴了。
And you will be happy.
你就回到办公桌里头，哎呀。高兴得不得了，你看这辛苦一年啊，哎，老板给我这样鼓励一下，10万，哎，好高兴。
You're so happy to go to your office because of your hard work, your boss give you 100,000 bonus.
旁边有个同事啊，你平常看他都不太顺眼。
And you have a colleague, you have an office mate, and you don't like him.
工作不卖力。
He doesn't work so hard.
上班呢也不早到。
He come late all the time.
常常早退。
And then leave early.
做事呢，办事能力也没有我好。
His ability is just so-so.
也不聪明。
He's not smart.
他也被老板叫去了。
And then the boss called him to his office too.
回来以后呢，哎呀，这个旁边这个同事，哎呀，好高兴。
And then after he come back to the office, you see him so happy.
你就跟他谈一谈。
And you talk to him.
哎呀，老板也给他发红利奖金。
And the boss gave him bonus too.
问一问老板家给他发了多少
？How much do you receive?
150,000。
It's 150,000.
你心里面什么感觉
？How do you feel?
那个快乐啊，马上就不见了，是不是
？Your happiness disappears.
就太不公平了。
It's so unfair.
这样的同事呢，怎么奖金比我还多
？Such people, how can he receive more bonus than I？
我们心里头常常就喜欢在那里比来比去。
He like to compare.
在讲，在 Dumbo 有很多孩子呢。
And so many children at Dumbo.
如果这个情形，那感谢主；那有的话呢，真的很真实的。
If you don't have such issue, that's good. If you have,
每个父母看自己孩子都是非常非常宝贵的。
The parents see their children are all precious.
每一家的孩子呢，放在一起的时候
，When put all children together，
父母心里面啊也比一比。
And the parents compare the children too.
哇，小孩这个是不是字
？Oh, do they know more characters？
会不会做算术
？Can they count？
会弹琴
？Can they play piano？
哎呀，什么东西啊？我们都很自然的呢，就比一比。
And naturally, we will compare.
一比啊，在我们里头啊，就不快乐。
And when you compare, you won't be happy.
这个就是我们这个问题呢，就是我们这个矮的问题。
That's the problem to being short.
也是这个撒该那一天呢，所面临的一个苦头和难处。
That's the problem Zacchaeus faced that day.
他虽然呢，比别人都有钱，比别人有权。
Even he has money and he has social status.
在那个人群背后呢，他比人家矮了半截。
Back of the crowd, he was short.
他看不见主耶稣。
He couldn't see Lord Jesus.
可是呢，他并不放弃。
But he didn't give up.
这点很重要。
This is very important.
今天如果我们还不认识主耶稣
，If we don't know Lord Jesus,
我们就应该像那天的撒该一样。
We need to be like Zacchaeus.
虽然被人挡住了
，Even people blocked us.
虽然被基督徒绊倒了
，Even other a Christian stumbled us.
我还是要来认识主耶稣。
But I still want to know Jesus.
他就想了一个办法。
He had a way.
就跑到那个主耶稣要经过那个道路的前面。
He ran ahead.
就跑到树上去了。
And climbed on the tree.
他一点都不顾自己平日的尊严和社会地位。
Regardless his status.
他心里头只有一个渴慕。
Because in his heart he has one longing.
就是盼望那一天他能够认识主耶稣。
He hoped he will see Jesus.
他跑到树上，也从居高临下。
So he climbed on the tree so he can look down.
想说，哎呀，你可以好好的来欣赏欣赏主耶稣。
So he said he will see Jesus.
人的方法。
That's the way from man.
但主耶稣怎么样呢
？But what Lord did?
主耶稣看到这位爬在树上的这位撒该。
When Lord sees Zacchaeus on the tree.
他知道他心里头盼望能够认识主。
He know he has a longing heart to know Jesus.
他叫撒该，你下来，下来。
So he said to him, Zacchaeus, come down.
你用你的方法在树上啊，你怎么看我呢？你也还不能够认识我。
On your method, when you look down to me and you don't know me.
是不是
Is that true?
他在树上怎么看也不过看到耶稣长了什么样子就是了。
No matter how you can look completely, but you only see the appearance of Jesus.
我们人无论用我们多少的思想，用我们的聪明来认识主耶稣。
No matter how much we want to know Jesus through our mind, our wisdom.
我们顶多也就是像那天撒该一样，在树上，他能够看一看。主耶稣长什么样子就是。
At most, Zacchaeus that day, you can only see the appearance of Jesus.
在那天，主耶稣的救恩临到了撒该。
But that day, the Lord's salvation came to Zacchaeus.
心里头对主有一个渴慕。
And he had a longing heart to.
主说：“你从你的方法，从你的聪明，你赶快离开。
”The Lord says, "You need depart to your own way."
主耶稣说：“今天我必住在你家里。”
The Lord says, "Today I will stay at your house."
哇，这实在是超过撒该所求所想。
This is beyond what Zacchaeus wanted.
他不仅能够从外面来看主耶稣。
Outwardly, he sees Jesus.
他能够与主耶稣交谈。
He talked with Jesus.
他能够真正认识这位主耶稣究竟是怎么样的一个人。
He will know what Jesus is.
所以我们看见撒该虽然用他的方法。要来解决他这个矮的问题。
Even Zacchaeus wants to use his own way to solve the problem being short.
他用他的办法爬到树上。
By his own way, he climbed on the tree.
但是我们看见，那都没有办法叫他能够真实的认识主耶稣。
But those ways are not really like him to let him know Jesus.
除非今天主耶稣住到他的家里。
Unless Jesus stay with him.
今天也是一样，除非今天主耶稣。接受住到你的心里。
Same as today, unless Jesus dwells in our heart.
我们是没有办法真正的认识这位神的儿子。
Then we have no way to know the Son of God.
感谢主，那天的撒该他都不敢提出这样的邀请。
Praise the Lord, even though Zacchaeus didn't dare to ask,
乃是这位来寻找、来拯救的人子，主动提出。他要住到撒该的家里。
But it's the Son of Man who come here to seek to save. He asked and he offered to stay with Zacchaeus.
今天主耶稣也盼望能够住到我们每个人的心里。
The Lord hopes to dwell in our heart.
来叫我们能够真实的认识他。
So that we can know him truly.
但是我们是不是像当日的撒该一样？欢欢喜喜的来迎接进到我们的心里。
Do we like Zacchaeus? We welcome him gladly.
叫我们认识他。
So that we know him.
当主耶稣提出这样的一个 offer 的时候
，When Lord had this offer to Zacchaeus，
这个撒该高兴得不得了，赶快欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
Zacchaeus is so happy, so he welcomed Jesus.
众人呢，在旁边好多好多人看见的呢，就在那里议论。
There are so many people there. They saw and they complained.
他们议论什么呢
？What do they complain?
他说啊，原本我们所尊敬这位主耶稣呢，他怎么会跑到这个罪人的家里去呢
？The Jesus we respect him so much. How come he went to a sinner's house?
在他们每个人心目中啊，他们认为这个撒该啊是个大罪人。
In their eyes, Zacchaeus is a great sinner.
是不是因为他用他的权柄啊？把我们那个钱啊，都拿去了。
Because he has power, he took our money to his own pocket.
所以他们都指指点点说，哎呀，这个主耶稣怎么会住这个罪人的家里呢
？So he pointed to him and how Lord Jesus went to a sinner's.
弟兄姐妹，这位税吏长撒该，他是不是一个罪人
？Is the chief tax collector Zacchaeus a sinner?
是不是？他不仅在他犹太同胞人当中，他是个罪人。
Not only he was a sinner among Jewish.
他在神的面前，他更是一个罪人。
But before God, he is a sinner even.
那弟兄姐妹、朋友们，你
sisters,
我是不是个罪人
？Friends, are you and I are sinner?
在我们一生当中，我们不仅得罪神。
In our whole life, we're not only sin against God.
在我们一生当中。我们不知道得罪了多少的人。
In our whole life, we sin we against so many.
我们脑袋所想的。
What we think.
我们眼睛所看的。
What we see by our eyes.
我们嘴巴所说的。
What we speak from our mouth.
特别我们嘴巴所说出来的话。
Especially what from our mouth.
曾经伤害过多少那爱我们 或是我们所爱的。
How many people we hurt, and then for those we loved or loved us.
而我们所造成的伤害是没有办法改变。
And those you cannot change those and what you have done.
还有我们手所做的。
And what we done by our hands.
我们脚所走的道路。
And the path that our feet trans.
那实在是叫我们。真的是一个在神面前在人面前我们实在是罪人
And we are sinners truly before people, before God
求主光照我们叫我们不要像当日在那些在周围的众人一样
May Lord enlighten us let us know don't like the people who are there
他们以为只有撒该才是罪人
They thought only Zacchaeus is a sinner
他没有认识到自己也是一个需要蒙恩的罪人。
They didn't know they are sinners. They need grace.
感谢主，那天主耶稣就到了撒该的家里头。
Praise the Lord went to Zacchaeus' house.
我们虽然不知道那一天主耶稣在撒该家里头住的时候，他们发生什么事情。
We didn't know what happened that day.
我们不知道主耶稣跟他说了些什么话。
We didn't know what did they talk.
但是那一天呢？结果是圣经上所让我们看见的。
But the Bible led us to see the result.
就这个撒该啊，他的生命有一个极大的改变。
That is Zacchaeus' life greatly changed.
我当我读到这段圣经，读到这段圣经的时候，我就在思想。
When I read here, I was meditate.
我想今天如果这位撒该在我们中间。
If Zacchaeus is among us today.
如果今天我能够请这位撒该站在这里。跟大家做见证。
If I can invite Zacchaeus, stand here to testify.
我实在是很想听一听，到底这撒该那个这位撒该呢，到底他的生命是怎么样子被主来改变
？I wonders how his life changed.
虽然圣经没说我们
，Even though the Bible didn't tell us.
我想我们也无从知道。
We won't know.
因为今天撒该也不在我们中间。
Because Zacchaeus is not among us.
但是我愿意啊。跟弟兄姐妹还有朋友们分享一点在我身上神所做的改变。
But I would like to share what God changed my life.
我在还没有蒙神恩典之前
Before I was saved.
我是个罪人。
I was a sinner.
神盼望今天在我们当中的每一位都有这样的认识。
I hope each of us have such understanding.
我们不仅在人的当中，我们是个罪人。
We're not only sinners among people before people.
我们在神的面前更是一个罪人。
We are a sinner before God.
但是神爱我们。
But God loves us.
当我来到美国
，When I came to America,
神奇妙的带领我开始接触到基督徒。
And the Lord led me to know Christians.
第一个基督徒呢，就是我姐妹。
The first one was my wife.
那时候呢，我们在交往当中。
During our dating.
谈什么呢？都很好。
What we talked about, it was wonderful.
像整天要说不完的话。
We can talk whole day.
但每次呢，她一跟我提到信仰的事情。
Each time when she mentioned the belief.
我们总是不欢而散。
And we will stop talk.
因为我是一个罪人。
Because I was a sinner.
虽然我听到了神的福音。
Even though I heard the gospel.
虽然我听见了神的儿子为罪人而死。
Even though I heard that the Son of God died for sinners,
但是因着我心里头的黑暗,
but because of darkness in me,
心里头的罪恶,
because of the sin within me,
我心里头的骄傲,
because the pride I have,
我一次又一次的抵挡神的真理,
I denied his truth again and again.
我拒绝主耶稣,
I denied Lord Jesus.
我怀疑他,
I doubt.
我甚至污蔑他,
I even mock him.
有时候想如果神给每一个罪人有一个定额的 限制
And sometimes I think if God has some quota to us for our sins
For 我们的 rejection
And how our rejection
就如果我们 rejection 每一个人啊，每个罪人啊，我们拒绝主耶稣呢，只能拒绝100次
If we can only deny him 100 times
然后神就放弃了这个就不救了
And then God gave up and say I won't save this one
那我就是那个不会蒙拯救的人
I will be the one who will not be saved
我那样子来拒绝那样子来抵挡那样子来污蔑我们的主
I sinned, I denied him, I against him, I mock him.
但主他却是很久忍耐又有恩慈来寻找来等候。
But he has the endurance and he loves us, he comes to seek and he waits.
到了有一天感恩节的晚上
At the one Thanksgiving evening,
我们还跟基督徒们聚在一起。
We have a gathering with him.
到了那天晚上呢就像今天的福音一样你没有做好心理准备说今天晚上呢我没有做好心理准备说今天晚上我要来信耶稣。
And then of course like you, and I didn't prepare I'll become Christian tonight.
当那天晚上弟兄姐妹在那里数算主的恩典的时候
But on that evening when brothers and sisters count grace from Lord,
突然间在我心里头有一个微小的声音对我说
And all of a sudden there is a whisper in me.
他叫着我的名字温国华
And he called my name, 温国华
在你还做罪人的时候
When you were a sinner,
我就已经甘心为你在十字架上流血舍命。
I was willingly to die for you on cross.
神的爱就在我向我显明。
And he demonstrated his love to me.
在我实在是明白，在我还做罪人的时候，主就为我流血舍命。
So I understood that day when I was sinner, he shed his blood and he broke his body for me.
就像今天早晨。在我们中间也是如此。
And then same as this morning.
我们今天可能还是一个罪人。
We maybe we are still a sinner today.
但主耶稣他却已经为我们舍命。
But he already gave his life to us.
神那寻找的爱，那舍命的爱就向我显明。
So he revealed to me by his sacrifice.
就那一天能够流着眼泪。是喜乐的眼泪，能够接受主耶稣做我的主。
So that day I was teared, but that tear is full of joy, and then I accepted him as my savior.
我不晓得，那我这一段生命的改变，是不是也是撒该他当天所经历的
？I don't know if this change of my life if it's the same to Zacchaeus that day.
但是我们实在是看见撒该那一天，他因着接受主耶稣到他家里来。
So because Zacchaeus welcomed Lord to his house that day,
他的生命有一个奇妙的大改变。
And we see his life has a great change.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
撒该就站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人。”
Because that day, Zacchaeus said to Lord, "Say, look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor."
我若讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。
If I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
为什么我说撒该生命有奇妙大改变呢
？Why did I say his life greatly changed?
因为我们知道啊，这个撒该呢，他在信主得救之前是怎么样的一个人
？We know how he was before he was saved.
他是个财主。
He was a wealthy man.
他为什么成为一个财主
？How he became became wealthy?
是因为啊，他喜欢钱。
Because he liked money.
整天想钱。
He wanted money every day.
所以他对钱啊，就非常非常不仅有兴趣，而且呢非常有办法。
He's not only interested in making money, and he has the way to make money.
他整天所想的就是怎么样子可以 make more money.
And what he would think is how to make more money.
等那一天，当主耶稣住到他家里头。
When Lord stayed with him that day.
生命有个奇妙的大改变。
His life greatly changed.
他对主耶稣说。
He said to Lord,
后来他把一半都分给穷人。
Now I will give half of my possessions to the poor.
这是很稀奇的事情。
This is amazing.
原本一个爱钱贪钱的人。
A person who love money.
今天主进到他心里头。
When Lord dwells in him.
钱再也不捆绑他。
The money will no longer tie him.
他能够主动的、甘心的把一半的财产能够分给穷。
He was willing to give half of his possessions to the poor.
当我在思想的时候，我觉得这件事情真的是一个生命奇妙大改变。
When I meditate, I know this is truly is life changing.
因为他一半的财富是非常的多。
Because half of his possessions is a huge amount.
他说要分给穷人。
And he said he will give it to the poor.
这个次序是很特别的。
The order is very special.
因为穷人啊，其实不是他所欠的。
The poor people is not what he owned.
后面那一半段才是讲到说他讹诈了谁，他还他是四倍。
Later on, who did I cheated? I will pay him four times back.
这里我们看见乃是主的生命成为他的生命。
We know here is the life of the Lord becomes his life.
我们看见他因着相信主耶稣，他在基督里成了一个新造的人。
Because he know Jesus, he become a new creation.
家里头有个新的生命。
He has a new life.
这个新的生命是一个爱的生命。
This new life is life of love.
是一个给的生命。
It's love of giving.
是一个怜悯的生命。
It's love of mercy.
是一个顾念穷人的生命。
It's a love cares poor.
他做这件事情完全不是根据律法。
He did this not according to the law.
而是根据那个新的生命。
But according to the new life.
就是那个主耶稣的生命。
That is the life of the Lord.
然后接下来才说。他若讹诈了谁，他亏欠的呢，他就还人家四倍。
And then he said, if I cheated anyone, I will pay him four times.
那是一个满足律法的一个要求。
That one is fulfilled the law.
在旧约律法，我们若他若亏欠的呢，啊，偷窃的呢，就要还人家四倍。
Because in Old Testament, it said he cheated on someone, you
have to
pay back four times.
这位撒该重生了。
So we know that day Zacchaeus reborn.
就像主耶稣所应许的，他来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Like what Jesus promised, he came to give life to people, and then they will receive abundance.
这位撒该在那一天，他得着了这个新生命。
Zacchaeus received a new life that day.
这新生命来带领他。
This new life guided him.
叫他过一个新的生活。
So he has new life.
这个生命是一个圣洁的生命。
This life is a life of holiness.
这个生命是一个光的生命。
Is the life of light.
把他心中一切的黑暗都除去。
Remove all the darkness.
他的生命是一个爱的生命。
Life of love.
加重权是一个要拿的，要夺的。
Before he has a life to take everything.
今天他这个新生命呢，是一个给的生命。
But today the new life is to giving.
这个生命是一个义的生命。
Is life of righteousness.
它不仅能够满足法的要求。
Not only fulfill the law.
这个义的生命能够讨神的喜悦。
This right life will please God.
因为不再是一个以自以为是、以自己为中心的生命。
Because this life is not self-centered anymore.
在约翰福音第一章，主的话告诉我们。
In John chapter 1, Lord tells us.
他说：“凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。”
To those who received him, who has received his name, believed in his name.
这里他呢，就是讲到主耶稣。
Here is him, it's the Lord Jesus.
他说神就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
And he said, and God gave them the right to become children of God.
神的话说，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的。
And God says those people, they were born not of nature, natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's wife.
这等人是从神生的。
But born of God.
神借着圣灵重生了我们。
And God reborn us through Holy Spirit.
叫我们得称为神的儿女。
So that we are the children of God.
我们也真是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
是因为神借着圣灵重生了我们。
That through the Holy Spirit, He reborn us.
神把他自己的这个荣耀的生命、爱的生命、公义的生命赐给我们。
So God gave this life of glory, of holiness.
生命生在我们里头。
Through Jesus Christ, He born His life to us.
这是主耶稣所说的。我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得着丰盛的生命。
This is what Lord says. I came to give people life and give it abundantly.
神要叫主耶稣的生命在我们里头能够越来越丰盛。
So that God wants to be the life of the Lord become more abundant.
这是一个改换的一个过程。
This is a process of changing.
Exchange.
Exchange.
很多弟兄姐妹在主服事，那出现的弟兄姐妹常常都在那里很真。
And then so many new believers, they are struggling.
他们很努力的呢，要改好。
They work so hard to change to be better.
他知道什么是好。
They know what is good.
但他想要改变自己。
They want to change by themselves.
弟兄姐妹，我们得到这丰盛的生命的过程，不是一个靠我们来努力改变的过程。
The process to receive the abundant life is not work.By ourselves.
这是一个改换的过程。
But it is a process of exchanging.
这个 exchanging, 我就想一想，我觉得非常非常非常好。
I think the exchanging is good.
这个
ex 啊 ，ex 啊，就要把什么东西拿掉。
ex is you take off something.
然后呢，你就有一个新的。
Then you have something new.
这是神在我们身上的工作，要把我们的己的生命，把亚当的生命给淘汰掉。
That is the work of the God. He will want to rip the old flesh from Adam from us.
在我们这个肉身里头。用主耶稣的生命来替
and he will replace the life of Christ to the old one.
这是一个舍己的过程
This is the process of denying yourself.
这是一个十字架的道路
It's the way of cross.
让主耶稣的生命在我们里头来代替老亚当的生命
And the Lord's life will replace the life from Adam.
让主耶稣来代替老亚当，代替我们那个己呢？坐在我们生命的宝座上面。
And let Lord sit on the throne, replace the old self.
叫我们能够在凡事上随从圣灵。
So that in everything we will follow the Holy Spirit.
不随从这个天然的肉体。
Not follow our own flesh.
不随从我们这个己。
Not follow ourselves.
因为圣经告诉我们，随从圣灵的就是生命，就是平安。
Because the Bible tells us if we follow the Holy Spirit, that is life and peace.
这是我们主耶稣。他成全的爱
That is his fulfilling love.
他不仅来寻找拯救那样的人
He's not only come seek and save the lost ones.
今天更是积极的要叫着他自己的生命
But he wants us to receive his own life.
而且要叫我们能够得着这个丰盛的生命
And then to receive it abundantly.
我们实在是必须看见神这样的一个拯救
We have to see his salvation.
还不单是为着你，为着我
Not only for you and for me.
这实在是为着神的荣耀
But it's for the glory of God
为了叫神能够讨神的喜悦
Or to please God
因为我们都能够这样子来满足父神的心
If we come here to fulfill to please God's heart
我们能够来答应主耶稣的呼召
We will come to answer his calling
愿他今天就能够进到我们心里
May he enter to our hearts today
能够住在我们心里
He will dwell within our hearts
他将那生命赐给我们
He gives his life to us.
叫我们能够得着他的生命
So that we receive his life.
并且得得更丰盛
And receive it abundantly.
让我们一起祷告
Let's pray.